El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I'd come on this show to defend those opinions. But now I don't really do any of that shit. I just do this show. Joining me today, she is a super funny comic that you should definitely see tell jokes sometimes if you're in Los Angeles. We did a show together a few weeks ago at a board game convention, and we're happy to have her on this show here today. Ladies and gentlemen, Clee Wiggins. Also joining me, he is one of the funniest comics in all of Los Angeles. So you motherfuckers better recognize. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about myself. Jeff's here too. It's going to be a great show. So, welcome to Unpopular Opinion.
Yeah, all right.
How's everyone doing?
It's terrific to be here.
Terrific to have you here.
You sound like you're being held captive.
Yeah.
Well, this building is very Judge Dreddish.
They filmed part of Fight Club here.
Did they? I could see that.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an intense building.
We're going to we'll like let getting you into out. The,
and this isn't Mega
will
City
I get
one,
out?
So.
We'll let you out.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I mean... me and Jeff got some things to do first, but we'll get you out of here.
Do you want to stay and watch Dread?
The vaguely ethnic security guards down in the parking lot. I don't know if they're going to let me out. Don't block anyone in when you park.
Yeah. We have a long history of weird interactions with security guards. And Quincy saw our first racist dog in the elevator the other day. Yeah.
Really? White dog?
Well, it was the woman was Asian, and it was one of those things where the dog had completely taken on the owner's personality, because the woman just, like, snuck in the elevator, like, oh, shit, there's people here, and the dog just immediately tensed up, like, what's the problem, Mom? What's going on? And it was, Quincy was the whole time trying to talk to this dog, and he eventually bent down to pet it, and the woman, like, slapped his hand and was like, no, don't pet the dog. He bites.
Oh, geez.
And she started going like that.
Oh.
And then she killed Quincy.
With the dog.
With the dog. Beat him to death with the dog. We're getting way off track again, aren't we?
Boy, yeah.
That was a lot.
It just keeps happening over and over. Clee Wiggins, how's it going?
Adam Todd Brown, it is going pretty good.
Thank you for being here. It's your first time on the show.
It is my first time on the show.
We just did a comedy show together with Idiot Pants here.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Much
it was
more fun than I was expecting it to be.
Strangely thrown together.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I apologize again for being late. That was all Ed's fault.
No, you guys weren't the latest.
No. So you were actually almost on time.
No, it was very strange because when I got there, they were like, by the way, parking is super expensive and there's none left.
Yeah.
And I was like, you booked us on the show. You can't fucking do that. Parking alone cost me, that show cost me out of pocket like $70.
Yeah.
Always the worst.
And you gave us $10 and it like that still only covered $10 of the $27.
They charged you $27?
Yes.
They weren't supposed to. They were supposed to.
Oh, yeah.
You were
supposed to give Jeff's name.
My name.
We did give your name and they were like, Jeff?
They were like, fuck Jeff.
And like, I was like, I'm glad I have a job now.
No, that's not how it should have went. That's not at all how it should have went. It should have covered your parking.
I will pay $17 every time to do your show.
Oh, stop.
I won't. I absolutely will not.
That's
fine.
Get
my parking sorted out first.
I stole your identity every time you do my show anyway. Go
Good
a little
luck with
shopping
that.
Trip on the old Amazon Prime every time you come out.
Good luck with
Why
that.
Why would you bring that up? You know that just happened to me.
You can't.
Credit card fraud.
Because it's funny.
I would love for you to steal my identity. Stealing my identity would probably improve my credit.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, if someone stole my identity, it's like
somebody did
good
steal
luck,
my identity,
face.
And they like had it for like 6 months, and then they stopped stealing it because like they couldn't get anything. They tried to get an apartment, and they got rejected. They tried to buy a car, they got rejected. And I was like, ah, joke's on you.
You'd be like stealing the right to be publicly embarrassed if you stole my identity.
Yeah.
That's all.
It was hilarious.
Get.
Like I kept getting these notices, and I was like, joke's on you, shitbird.
Having them like using like comically large scissors to cut the card up at the restaurant.
Yeah.
fake credit card, no fucking information on the front, just a strip on the black.
Yeah, they tried to buy a car, and I was like, good luck with that. I just had a repo 2 years ago.
Just one? That's cute.
Yeah, I've only had the one repo.
Yeah, where was it where the car was stolen, where the car, your info was stolen?
Here in L.A., like, it was here I don't know.
Somebody tried to buy the car?
Yeah, they tried to buy, like, I don't know how they got my identity, but it was, this was like 6 years ago.
This could be a very vigilante justice situation where you could, like, find out.
Oh, no, I thank them. I thank them.
Yeah, but it's funny, like, you could go to that place, that dealership, and, like, be like, turn on your cameras, let me see. They got to have security cameras.
No, I feel sorry for them. They went through the trouble of stealing my identity only to get laughed at in their faces.
I worked at Citibank for a while, and my job was investigating credit card fraud. And you would be shocked by how many people get away with that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw people get their entire accounts taken over and drained in, like, a day. Like, thousands of dollars. It's so fucking creepy.
I would love to be able to commit credit card fraud.
Yeah.
The creepy thing. The creepy thing to me is just the concept of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
I'm like, credit. You put that all in a bank?
Yeah. Credit? What?
Why wouldn't you put $400 of that in a comic book? That's where Ed and I keep our money.
It's hitting for home here.
We hide $100 bills in many different comic books, and then we try to remember where we put them.
Wait, do you actually do that?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's insane to me.
Just to hide money and then find it later is like a big surprise.
Oh, like in a jacket that you wore last February. That
yeah, like he hides it in comic books that he's like hates or he bought and that he didn't like, and then he'll come across, like, he'll hate read it later, and then he's like $100, and then we go out and then we go out to the seafood buffet.
Nice. There it is.
It's an expensive seafood buffet.
Well, it's like, you know, $50. Okay. There's a really good one in Glendale called Vegas Seafood Buffet. Shout out.
Hopefully sounds
they'll,
good.
They'll hear this and then give us free.
Oh, yeah. We go something there. A seafood buffet in Glendale. I'm sure they're giving away a lot of stuff.
It's awesome, though. It's like it's like a Vegas-style seafood buffet. Yeah, like, I mean, with big, giant, like, Alaskan king crab legs.
I went to one, and it was like being in a sad casino.
Yeah, it's like that.
Casinos make me really sad.
Yeah, I went to Hokkaido.
Oh, it's not Hokkaido, but it's similar to Hokkaido, but it's not the same. Yeah,
it's next to the in Burbank, in the next to the movie theater.
Yeah, there's one in the one I used to work at this movie like poster. Like, they made like movie advertisements, like trailers and one sheets and stuff. And there was one next door to it in Encino. Hokkaido was a chain.
Nice. Yeah, but I went there and it was just really sad. It was like the same. It was like everyone there looked like they just gambled away all their kids' college funds. Because
it's like really
funds,
like they have like fake like leather chairs and stuff in that one in Burbank. Yeah. We've been there. Because if you go to the movie and then you go there, you get a discount.
Jeff, how are you doing?
Things are going great.
Are we going to talk about the thing that I fucking spent the day researching?
Yeah, of course.
We'll edit the other stuff out.
Yeah. This is a professional podcast. We're getting to that.
Don't you getting me warmed up? About it. Is this foreplay?
Kind of. Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I've been in a relationship for 6 years. I haven't seen foreplay.
What is foreplay?
It's an R. Kelly album. No, it's 12 play. Never mind.
That's 12 play. Yeah. Because he knows how to do it. Right. That's how you please in 13-year-olds.
That's three times the play.
That's the age of consent he thinks it should be.
Exactly.
So, Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Adam.
Are you doing good? Tell me what your week's been like since we recorded last.
I just had some rice pudding.
You know, the hardest part of the show for me
really great
is the first few minutes. You're supposed to stop talking because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life, but you have now. When all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. No, that's why we call the segment. It's with me. It's about to get intense. Stop! Stop it. I hate you so much. You're ruining the part where it gets intense. That didn't... Fade it out, Brett. There's no Brett here, stupid.
What'd you do with Brett?
Brett who?
Right?
Miss, I want a coaster.
I'm just going to take one.
Brett's our former engineer. He passed away.
Oh, well.
That's why we still.
We murdered him.
Give it up to him.
Yeah. We murdered him.
I feel like that's not true.
You don't know. You don't know.
You don't know us. You don't know our lives. You don't know
I feel like that's not true. I feel like
you don't know what we've been through to make this happen.
I mean, I can be
happen.
Gullible, but I'm not stupid.
All right. Don't believe us then.
Joke's on you. I am both of those things.
So what are we talking about today?
We're talking about mashup music.
Mashup songs. We did an episode about this a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And
some people loved it.
A lot of people loved it. And we did get one guy who was like, why are you playing a bunch of videos on a podcast? They're songs, fuckstick. They're not videos. It's not like Bieber and Slipknot are teaming up to make an official video of their
Although Bieber
mashup.
Just did a Spanish song recently, and everybody's talking about how great his Spanish singing is.
Did you see him do it live where he fucked up? Like, the only words he sang were the title of the song.
Despacito.
La Isla Bonita.
That's wrong.
That's a good song. That's a good song.
I mean, that's a good song, but that's not the song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Is there a mashup of that? Something?
Probably.
Probably. There's one out there somewhere.
I didn't look it up. I didn't look that specific thing up.
Oh. Huh. This actually, the idea for this came through the tip line because the first song we talk about, or we're going to talk about, a listener named Max Logan Boyer sent us a tip through the tip line. We got a tip line set up where people can send us tips.
Tips?
Thanks,
you got
Max.
Any tips?
Got any tips? You're more shredded than Julianne Salad, man.
I know
such
that
a, such a good movie.
There's a
fantastic movie.
There's a Madonna
versus...
Yeah, I can
tell you're looking something up.
There's a Madonna versus Lady Gaga, La Isla de Alejandro.
Oh.
I could see that because those are really similar songs.
The only Lady Gaga mashup I saw was like a telephone versus like Katy Perry, and I was like, "That's like the same thing."
Yeah, that's too similar.
That one, the one we did in the last one was the Judas, the Lady Gaga Judas Priest.
Oh yeah,
which is fan goddamn tastic.
Yeah, I think the best one is still Slipknot and Justin Bieber. That one,
yes.
That's a good one. I mean, that sounds good. Like that's why I submitted gave you the Britney Spears and Metallica one.
Yeah.
I love it when the genres are like polar
Very
opposites.
Different, yeah.
Right. Right.
Like, yeah. Although I didn't submit this, but I almost did because it's not really a mashup, but somebody did like a remix version of Wrecking Ball, but they made it like metal, so they slowed her voice down.
Oh, wow.
And it made it sound like she was like doing like that metal scream, and it was amazing.
That does sound pretty cool.
We should Google it maybe at the end of the show if we have time.
If we have time, we will. Should we, let's get to the first one. This is the one that a listener sent. It's called Earth, Wind, and Ozzy's.
From the tips? From the tips?
This is one of my favorite things I've heard in recent times.
Yeah, this was great.
DJ Cumberbund is a great name. Oh, this was already, like, amazing.
Yeah. It's crazy how well these songs go together.
Yeah.
DJ Cumberbund.
It's the count, right?
Right?
Crazy.
Oh,
my God.
So good.
Jesus
Ozzy Osbourne
Christ.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No,
this
no.
is way better than Crazy Train.
Yeah, I gotta be honest, not a huge Ozzy fan.
No,
I never really bought
it. But this is pretty good.
Yeah, this is great. And the video editing is.
I could get my mom to listen to this.
Yeah.
And she only listens to Patti LaBelle.
And she only listens to Ozzy Osbourne.
Like, even the bridge is great.
Yeah. It's the count.
Yeah. This is so fucking great.
This is hilarious.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, in general, I'm not a big Ozzy Osbourne fan.
No, but that's a great one.
Yeah, this is great. But, like, even Crazy Train, like, this song, it was fine, but it's really overhyped. His solo stuff is...
Yeah, like, Crazy Train is not, I mean, it's a great, it's a good song.
It's a
song.
Very overrated song as far as,
I mean, it's just, it's got a great opening. That his laugh and all that and like the echoing and
that's
all that.
That's Ozzy.
Yeah.
But everything else after that, you're like, My favorite Ozzy song is probably Perry Mason. I don't know why I like that song, but I like that song.
I don't know if I even have a favorite. Like, I have favorite Black Sabbath songs, but I just don't give a shit about Ozzy.
I like the one with the one he did with Lita Ford. I like that one.
Oh. If I close my eyes forever.
Yeah. Because that was like the first time I ever heard of or saw Ozzy, because it was an MTV like video hit.
Yeah.
And that was like, you know, I was in Earth, Wind, and Fire. I wasn't listening to Ozzy in my mom's house with, you know, all her records were Luther Vandross.
How about Lita Ford, huh?
Yeah. You know what I like about Lita Ford? She looks exactly the same.
But do better, let's say. Did it get lit.
Got in a fade. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so this is good stuff.
That's Earth, Wind, and Ozzy's. We can... There's a kid shredding the guitar in the video.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that kid before. He's
and
like that
apparently
Asian...
Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are they in this?
I don't know. But Tim and Eric are involved in this.
Because they had to... Maybe DJ Cummerbund is a huge Tim and Eric fan.
That could be. We got two DJ Cummerbund selections on this list.
Yeah, you do.
He's the reigning champ of mashups right now.
Well, isn't that how Danger Mouse got his big, like, visibility?
Well, he did that Jay-Z.
The Gray album.
The Gray album, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
At a wedding?
Yeah. But I mean, so would September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I would play that at my wedding. I would play that mashup at my wedding.
When's that going to be, Clee?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When are you going to make Ed Mr. Wiggins?
Someday.
That sounds like a sweet pet name.
Mr. Wiggins?
Who's Mr. Wiggins? What are you doing here?
Juggle little puppy.
So you're going right to the next DJ.
I watched this one all the way through, the Umbop one.
This is another DJ Cummerbund one. This is the Ramones and Hanson.
Yeah.
Which I almost wore my favorite T-shirt for this. I have a Hanson shirt that says Nirvana under the picture because they look like Nirvana.
They sure do.
They all look like Kurt Cobain is the thing.
They do.
But none of them killed themselves.
The Hanson brothers are like doing well for themselves.
Yeah,
like
they still have a pretty decent following.
They have a decent following. They all like invested their money well and
what a bunch of shitheads.
But
how dare you
strong family values.
Not burn out and die?
Weren't they also like
they went like the Huey Lewis in the News route and just went like, we married our childhood sweethearts and we're all doing fine and we bought houses in New York and everything's fucking gravy. Yeah,
we all got huge dicks. You ever heard that about Huey Lewis?
I did hear that about Huey Lewis.
They're all like the most boring behind the music ever. Like, have you watched the VH1 like Huey Lewis in the News behind the music? It's the most vanilla thing in the world.
They're just like, well, we just decided we'd stop making music for a while.
They broke when they were like 40. They were just like, we decided to make music. And then about 5 years later, we got a record deal. We were like 35. We got a fucking record deal. We'd made like 3 albums. They all sold 20,000 million copies. And then now we're doing fine. Huey acts sometimes. The rest of us, we just own farms in Connecticut. It's all fine.
Assholes. Fucking assholes.
Imagine that
fucking
having like,
white
imagine
motherfuckers.
Being stable. After... Wait, so you're mad at them for being white for that specific thing?
Only white musicians could get away with that kind of stability.
Well, they're not.
Amen. I just watched this New Edition story on BET.
So let's listen to
M-bop.
Blitz M-bop. Ready? I like this one a lot, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
What I don't like that much is the Ramones.
Not a huge fan.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's another highly overrated.
Yeah.
I mean, they famously said they only know like 3 or 4 chords.
Right.
Oh, they're any punk band?
And they don't practice those chords that often, it seems like.
Well, now they don't at all because they're all dead.
Most of them,
I think all of them.
I think there's one or two left.
Yeah? All
right. See, this is good. But
yeah, it's fine, but it gets old immediately.
But I hate the Ramones so much that I just don't give a shit.
The Ramones are a t-shirt and Hot Topic to me. That's all they are, really. Like, I'm not that invested in them.
Yeah, I do have a Ramones t-shirt, but it has the Golden Girls
heads
on it. The
fact that these 10-year-olds are more musically interesting than the Ramones are.
Those kids are incredible musicians.
Yeah, they are. Well, I mean, those kids, they're like all in their 30s.
No, but they were great musicians even back then. Like, they were still really good.
Yeah.
People don't give them enough credit, I think, for being... talented.
Well, it's because they make shitty music. Like, there's a lot of people who are talented who make terrible
music. It's like Celine Dion.
Yeah. Great
singer.
She
has a great voice. Are her songs good? No.
Wait a second.
Yeah. See, they just mixed Cotton Eye Joe in?
No, let's...
What, are we at a hockey game?
They didn't even advertise that.
Yeah.
Let's cut Cotton Eye Joe. I can't cotton to that.
Yeah. That gets the fade out for that. Cotton Eye Joe.
Boo.
I mean,
that's like that song killed the 90s for me, and I was like, all right.
That was like 94.
I know, and I was just like, I'm ready for white people to die in the
90s. 90s sucked for a long time for her. That song was really, really bad. I hated Cotton Eye Joe so much.
Like, in fact, I'm like,
it was on
you
every
got money
school
for
dance.
This.
Yeah.
They got a lot of money for that. That's like the bad boys, bad boys.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's a great band, though. The Georgia Satellites. The band sang Keep Your Hands to Yourself.
Yeah.
I got some change in my pocket.
Going dring-a-ling-a-ling. You're going to be on the telephone, baby. You're going to give me a ring. Yeah, here's that story. Okay. It's all the same old thing. She said no hugging, no kissing. Didn't get a wedding ring. No? Do you not like...
From Illinois. I'm going to let you get away with that. You were in Massachusetts. I feel like you should have had better things.
No, the Georgia Satellites was a global song. Like, this song was huge.
In what year?
They're a great fucking band. 87, probably. 86, 87. And that song isn't
LeVert or something.
That song wasn't the best.
Yeah, you've gone on record.
LeVert. They were great.
You've gone on record at saying this isn't that's not their best song.
Yeah, no, they have like a cover of "Don't Pass Me By" the Beatles. It's really great. They have.
I've heard of the Georgia Satellites. That name is familiar to me. I've heard of that name.
They always remind me of like the pre-Black Crows.
And I went to college in Atlanta, and I think that's probably where I heard.
I saw LeVert in concert.
Did you really?
Must
have been in Peoria. Gerald LeVert in concert, just Gerald, but without the other two members, because he was with like one of his groups that he was managing at the time before he passed away. And he's amazing in concert.
Yeah, he was fucking great.
Like, yeah. Like, I saw Anita Baker one time in concert, and that was like the best concert I've ever done. Like, she blows any rocker out. Like, fucking Mick Jagger, fucking, you can die right now.
Yeah, I bet Anita Baker would be great.
She like kicks her shoes off and gets hat. Like, she like sings so much that all her clothes are coming off and stuff. Like, not like naked, but just, she's like, I'm hot. She takes her jackets off.
Neil Diamond was one of the best shows.
Neil Diamond,
I've ever seen.
Yeah. And Tom Jones is another one. I saw Tom Jones in Las Vegas.
I haven't seen him.
Oh, it was amazing. I saw Tom Jones in Vegas in like 2000. Yeah, it was like my first job out of college.
He was living off
seeing Tom Jones in concert.
I know. I was like my first job out of college. I worked for this mortgage company, and like our branch was like the highest grossing branch. They sent all of the associates, like the underlings, to Vegas as like a treat. Was it like a whatever gift or whatever for being the highest grossing branch, and they got us Tom Jones tickets, and like, and we're in the second row, and like women were throwing panties on the stage, obviously, as they do.
Nice.
And one of the girls I worked with threw like her panties she was wearing, like, and he could see her take them off.
Well, what do you think, she was gonna bring some extras?
Most of the women brought extras, like they still had the tags and stuff on them, but she was just like, I want to do that. And so she took her panties off and threw them on stage, and he saw her take them off, and he picked those panties up and wiped his brow with them.
God damn it, Tom Jones.
It was amazing. I was like, oh, you're the best concert I've ever been to.
That's pretty great.
That was really good.
And he was like, and he had all the energy, and he's probably like 55 at the time, because he's like, he's 70 or something now.
Yeah.
Damn. God damn, Tom Jones.
It was amazing.
Good on you.
And he, like, that's when like he had done the cover of Kiss by Prince at that time. Like, that was like his cover, like that had just come out, maybe like a couple, maybe a year or two before then. And so he did that, and I was like, this is amazing.
Stevie Wonder was a good show too.
You saw Stevie Wonder?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah, that would have been great. I don't know why I'm talking about Stevie Wonder like he died recently. But.
Yeah.
I saw a secret show of Prince too, like maybe.
Oh, secret show. Nice.
Like in San Francisco when I still lived in San Francisco, you know. He did a couple secret shows in San Francisco, and I had a friend who owned a club, and it was at his club.
Oh wow. Yeah, I saw Prince twice, I think.
Yeah.
I've seen so
my
good.
Bartending days.
You saw two Princes?
The Spin Doctor.
Prince kneel before you. That's what I said.
And we're back to the 90s. So, living the 90s, like R. Kelly, back to 12 play.
What song should we talk about next?
Can we go to my Britney Spears one? I was really into it. Or the Gangster's Paradise one.
Let's,
either one.
Let's talk about the Britney Spears one. I almost picked this one.
I liked this. Like, when I found this, I was like, this is good.
It's got the dumbest name ever.
Yeah. It is. The name is dumb, but the actual song is good.
This is Britney Spears' finest moment.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's your favorite.
Toxic is such a great song.
This is her best song, I think. Besides, maybe Womanizer's up there. But...
Womanizer's good, yeah.
Apparently, the guy from the Toxic video, like the sexy guy from the Toxic video, is a huge asshole, and all he talks about is how he's the sexy guy from the Toxic video.
It's nice when you have one achievement.
Yeah, and like that's the thing. You're like, haven't you seen the
But
toxic
where's the
video?
Where's the like unattractive guy from the Toxic video? He's not talking about it because he's got other shit going
on.
Yeah,
he's a realtor now. You know, he's doing well.
Working as a character actor on the side.
Yeah. He's probably been in 8 episodes of Criminal Minds, so we don't even know.
Right. Ugly dead plane guy.
Here it comes.
Even like the video sort of matches.
Yeah.
With her movement and stuff.
They could boost those vocals a little bit.
They could.
No, but it's about the music fully, man. It's not just about the lyrics.
No, actually, that's not true.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't believe what you're saying is correct. These are definitely two songs I wouldn't have imagined working together.
No, but like I said, it's about that count.
Yeah, I was gonna say you just gotta hit the count. Yeah.
God, this was a good Britney Spears song.
Yeah.
I like Slave for You.
It's a good video too.
Yeah.
That like nude outfit is everything.
I liked Slave for You.
Yeah, that was a cool song too.
Like everything about that song makes boners.
Yeah.
Like the video, the song, like the lyrics, like the whole
thing.
Even
the live performance of it.
Yeah, where she carried
from
the snake
MTV.
Out.
It's all sweaty and gross.
And I don't like snakes. They give me the creeps. I can't really look at them.
Yeah, but I'm telling you what, I would have boned that
this
snake.
This outfit, like, see? That fat guy is that never guy. Talking about it.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't give a fuck. Got kissed Britney Spears once. Who cares?
And
it's just on my reel.
A lot of people don't know this. Britney Spears is playing this solo. This is from an extended version of Toxic.
It's like Anna Faris playing the guitar and Just Friends.
Assholes. You guys are assholes.
I haven't seen that movie in ages.
It's so good.
Such a good movie.
Ryan Reynolds' finest moment.
I guess I don't watch rom-coms like that.
That's more calm than rom.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, there's a rom element to it. That's,
most comedies now that have a romantic element are more comedy than romance these days. Unless it's on the Hallmark.
It's peak
channel.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. No.
It's peak Ryan Reynolds.
Peak Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. Like that and Waiting.
Waiting is so great.
Waiting and...
Waiting is a boo.
What? Waiting is good.
Have you ever waited tables?
Is it because Dane Cook's in it?
12 years, yes, it is because Dane Cook
is
in it.
Is it?
Kind of.
He's kind of funny in it, though.
It's his.
He has two lines.
It's peak Dane Cook. I'll give you that. It's peak Dane Cook.
Have you seen Mr. Brooks?
I was going to say.
Yes, I have seen Mr. Brooks.
Mr. Brooks is fantastic.
I would say peak Dane Cook would be, what's the one? Employee of
the
month.
The one with Jessica
Simpson?
Yeah, or Good Luck Chuck.
No.
Peak Dane Cook. Do you think Dane Cook hooked up with Britney Spears at one point in time? I figure they crisscrossed on their fame paths pretty.
Yeah, I could see that.
Maybe not. Well, I know she fucked Colin Farrell.
Who wouldn't?
Who hasn't?
I would. I would fuck her. I would cheat on Ed in a minute. Even now. And
right
we've been
now
together
on camera.
Time. Yeah, on camera.
So that is Enter Toxman.
Toxman.
And this sounds like how come she didn't act more? If I was Britney Spears, I would have acted more.
Like, I think she's bad at it.
That could be. Have you seen Crossroads?
No.
Neither did anyone
else. You won't be lonely.
Yeah.
Watching the movie Crossroads.
She played Uncle Charles in that video.
Yeah. Man, that was a real rough ending for her.
I have an Uncle Charles, too.
I do, too.
He lives in Germany.
That's my Uncle Charles.
What if he missed home with him at this home?
He was just in California, and I missed him.
Really?
So you literally missed your Uncle Charles.
I missed my Uncle Charles.
Did a sexy Grim Reaper poke him in the forehead and kill him?
Did you at least tweet that and say, I missed my Uncle Charles, y'all?
I have.
Okay, good.
Not recently, but like the last time he was here, I did. I said I missed my Uncle. Because I missed him both times. He was in San Francisco and I couldn't get up there.
Makes sense.
And he's partially blind, so he's like, I can't make side trips to LA. That's just too much.
Yeah.
I'm lucky I got on the plane here from Germany.
All right. Who should we, which one should we talk about? Next, I think this
I've got,
one.
Oh,
what do you have?
I say I've got 99 problems, and they're all Luft balloons.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
That one, just title alone, buys me into this.
Yeah, we'll check.
Boom, ba-dum, boom, boom.
We'll give that one a listen. It's pretty great. It's obviously Jay-Z and Nana,
who is from Germany. That's a good segue.
She sure is.
It's a good song going to start.
Yeah, it's starting.
What
the height of Cold War paranoia.
Yeah. Song about nuclear war.
But it sounds like it's about balloons because metaphors.
Also perfectly used in the Watchmen movie as background music at a certain time.
Yeah, they did use a song.
An imperfect movie used a song. Very perfect.
A better movie than people give it credit for.
Yeah, I didn't think it was terrible.
I didn't think it was terrible, but it is imperfect.
Yeah. I got the rap patrol on the cat patrol.
Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. I think I like this the most just because I like this rap.
Yeah, the song is
not fucking
great.
It's not a great mix.
Yeah.
But I mean, it works. It's just not better than... I mean, the original version of this is basically just a mashup.
Yeah.
It's him.
Fast-hole.
I love 99 Problems so much because of how accurate he is with the law. Like, that whole last verse where he says, we'll see how smart you are when the canines come.
Yeah.
And he says... I got 99
this
problems.
This could actually be like a legitimate remix.
Yeah. But he was talking about the dog in that verse.
The bitch.
When he said, I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one, it's because the cop didn't have the legal right to search his car. So anything that happened in court would have gotten thrown out. Shout out to you, Jay-Z. What are you, some kind of lawyer or something?
I mean, he was a narcotics dealer for quite some time, so he must know about the law.
I would feel suppose. Yeah. He's got some insider knowledge on the criminal justice system. This could be like a legitimate remix, like for like I could see this being like an underground mixtape remix and not necessarily just a mashup.
Danger Mouse album.
Yeah.
Let's fade it out.
Yay.
So we can get was that one?
And I love that Darth
Jeff?
Vader balloon. No. I want one of those.
I picked it, remember?
I will also have that at my wedding, that giant Darth Vader balloon.
Yeah, I wonder if this is
Sith balloons.
I wonder if that's like Albuquerque or some shit.
It's probably
a goddamn balloon festival. Motherfuckers love. Can we listen to Fixicity?
Is that Toxicity by...
It's Toxicity and Fix You by Coldplay.
Ugh, and I hate Coldplay so much.
It takes two really terrible bands and makes just...
I'd rather listen to...
This is good, though.
System of a Down than Coldplay any day.
To who?
I'd rather listen to System of a Down.
Oh, I'd rather listen to neither of them. I wouldn't mind watching
them. I mean, but like, trapped on a desert island and I've got five... tapes.
I saw System of a Down in concert once at Ozfest, and this girl I didn't know was standing next to me, and she just all of a sudden goes, "This is like seeing Led Zeppelin in their prime." Nope, it's definitely not.
No, it's not.
Absolutely nothing like that. Seeing System of a Down,
I'd go Coldplay over this, over System of a Down because it would be way less annoying.
I go System of a Down over Coldplay.
Yeah, but Coldplay's elevator music. You can exist with having it in the background.
No, because it's too pretentious.
You can't listen to like earlier.
No, I'd rather listen.
I do like that he actually manages to make this song a little more pretentious, I think.
I mean, the isolated vocals are interesting.
It works.
Sacred silence in me. This is actually probably the best produced one we've heard so far.
Yeah.
It's like...
See,
this is well done.
Yeah.
This is actually very well done.
I hate Coldplay. Like, they just...
Yeah.
This is
one of their better songs. Fix You Less.
I have the Ray J version of Clocks. I prefer
Wiggins.
It over...
Probably the single funniest thing that's been said on this podcast all week.
I like it. I
have the Ray J version.
And Ray J is the most pretentious person in the world.
I hope you just mean you have a clock with Ray J.
Ray J did like a Yahoo Music or Apple Music like live version of Clocks by Coldplay. And I was like, this is actually pretty good.
I could see this at the end of like a movie or something like that. Like a guy, like Tom Cruise running to his to his girlfriend or something as she's getting on a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that I hear it though, the music to this song is not bad. Like the Fix You.
It sounds like a soundtrack to a Tom Cruise
movie.
Fix
You is a decent song.
I can't stand the dude's voice is so grating to me.
Yeah. I love this so much, though.
No, I fuck with this. I like this mashup.
Yeah, I'll kind of fuck with it, too. It actually kind of shows you that the dude from System of a Down's voice is not that bad.
Yeah, there's just so much going on in their songs.
Yeah, it's overproduced.
It's hard to give a fuck.
It's
just
they're
like
overproduced.
I just hear it and I'm like, no, I don't.
And you can't keep that up. Like you can't. Yeah. You can't keep up that Phil Spector wall of sound.
No, definitely not. Especially if it's a garbage wall, yeah. Like System of a Down. All right.
Like, how are you gonna top that?
We can. Let's fade it out. But it's so good.
Yeah.
He probably blew out his voice trying to sing this song. Like,
oh yeah. Well, I mean, they,
like, I'm sure this is not what they sounded like when they first started.
No. Well, Serge Tankian. This was on their first album.
But I want to hear Garage Band version of.
No, they had an album before that, didn't they?
Yeah, it was called Spiders or something. Yeah.
Undiscovered System of a Down Garage Band version. What did they sound like? Was he blowing his voice out like this? Yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up, grandma, put on a little makeup.
No, but like, was it this? Because like, I feel like I can hear the neck vein throbbing.
Wasn't it? I was talking to someone the other day, and like the guy from the Used, like Burke McCracken, he like never took vocal lessons or anything, so he would like vomit blood on his shows all the time.
Yeah, I have heard that.
That's not healthy.
That one, that's my favorite one of the
day. That was pretty
so
good,
far,
right? Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Fuck both of those bands still.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, what's Something About the Fire?
That is a... It's a good one. It is Adele and Daft Punk. Oh, this,
see,
one, yeah, this
fuck
one's
with
great.
This. Like,
this one's
well, these
fantastic.
Are two, like, actually talented groups of people.
And this Daft Punk song is so good, as long as
is
any
something
vocals
about you?
Work over it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, Daft Punk, they basically just make beats, essentially.
Have you seen their documentary?
No.
It's fucking amazing.
Really?
It's so good. I let it fall.
I mean, this sounds like it could have been Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
When I started boxing, that's when I got heavily into, like, Daft
Bruno
Punk
Mars.
And,
oh, no.
Well, I had to listen to dance music to train.
Yeah.
And so he was like, you can listen to disco or you can listen to techno. Those are your two options. And so I didn't care about disco music that much. So I fell into like Crystal Method, Chemical Brothers, Daft Punk heavily. And I still listen to Daft Punk.
I used to babysit this girl when she was a baby, like this little girl, when she was a baby, and she could only fall asleep to Daft Punk. So I became familiar with their like whole like early catalog.
They're such a good band.
Yeah. I hope she didn't get the baby AIDS.
She liked that song Around the World. Like you could like if you just held her and play that song Around the World, and then she would fall asleep.
Spin her above your head.
Yeah, right.
No, you had to like hold her and rub her butt, actually.
Nice.
That video,
shout
the
out
Spike
to Baby
Jones
Jellers.
When he directed Defunk. Mm-hmm. That video is so good.
Yeah, this basically sounds like this sounds also like another like remix,
yeah,
and not necessarily a mashup.
It sounds like Funk Adele.
Like, yeah. It almost sounds like a Jamiroquai song.
Yeah, right? You ever hear the Jamiroquai song on the Godzilla soundtrack?
No.
It's so good.
I bet it is.
It's really good.
I mean, Jamiroquai had some bangers in the 90s.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Those are good times. High school.
Didn't he have a banger?
Well, he had Virtual
Insanity. Virtual Insanity was like the big one. That's the one that broke him in America.
Yeah.
But there's other Jamiroquai songs. And then you can go back to like the album before that. It has some good songs on it.
It's like Robbie Williams. You know, you remember one song, but elsewhere. Yeah.
Rock DJ.
Fucking knocking out of the park.
Yeah, I can fuck with Robbie Williams.
Because he was, song, part, he was a boy box. Band. He was like, he's like the Justin Timberlake of the UK.
His song Rude Box off of the album Rude Box is fantastic.
I like the Millennium.
Yeah, Millennium was a good song.
And Rock DJ. The video for Rock DJ is like one of my favorites.
Is that the
things.
One where he keeps ripping all his skin and meat off? Yeah, that's a great fucking video.
Angels
video.
Was a great song. The ballad.
It's a good ballad.
Fuck with Robbie Williams. All right.
He's another one I would fuck. I would cheat
Robbie
on
Williams,
Robbie
really?
Williams. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I could see that. He's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
That's important, I think.
Can I go for the funny? Like, Colin Farrell supposedly has a good sense of humor. I go for funny.
And that guy parties.
Yeah.
He really parties.
He partied so hard that he didn't realize that season 2 of True Detective.
Jesus, that was so bad.
Oof.
It was one of the worst things.
And he looks like a fart.
I remember every episode.
It's like when you watch the Miami Vice movie, you can just be, you can like, you can almost see the coke ring on his nose.
Yeah, he immediately went to rehab after that.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
Jamie Foxx was just like, come on, man.
He was one of the...
I'd have put you in my video with Ron Howard. But
he was one of the only parts of Daredevil that I thought was really well done.
Yeah.
His bullseye.
What did you think of his, is it called Fright Night?
Oh, I loved him in Fright Night. He was amazing in Fright Night.
Wasn't that PG-13?
Something like that, yeah.
It was, but it was like right on the edge of an R.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that movie with my cousin. I have many cousins. But I have a cousin, Heather, who's like, she's sort of a princess. She's basically like Olivia Pope, but without
the gloss.
The power.
The power.
Yeah. But like, looks like that. And like, we were in Vegas, like right after we saw Fright Night, maybe like 2 years later. And she saw McLovin, like the kid who played McLovin and who was also in Fright Night. And she literally, and we were at Tao Nightclub, and she literally like ran through the club, knocked a bunch of people out of the way, and tackled him to the ground.
Wow.
And she's like,
and tased him.
And like, she's like 5'10" and he's like 5'5". And like, so just imagine McLovin getting tackled to the ground by a beautiful 5'10" black woman.
I am. I'm imagining
yeah.
that.
I'm imagine sure that it was his daily.
The greatest thing that ever happened to him.
I was probably getting a movie career. That's probably the greatest
super
thing.
Yeah, Superbad was probably pretty good.
Yeah,
for
but
that
she
guy.
Like yeah. screamed like McLovin, but we had just seen. Yeah, watched
I bet he loves that.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was like the best thing I've ever seen.
I have a friend who had a three-way with him.
Really?
One of my friends from back east, and she goes, and not the cool kind, if you know what I mean.
Oh. Oh,
was I not supposed to say that? I don't think she's a subscriber. It's fine.
We can talk about that off air.
No, we can talk about it on air. It's fine. Colin Farrell's episode of Scrubs is one of my favorite episodes.
He's got a few episodes.
Oh, like
but he was great.
It was the one where he beat the guy up in the they got into a fight at a bar.
Raleigh Silverman just posed a question on Facebook about who's your favorite like sort of random guest star on a TV show. That would have been a good one.
Yeah,
Colin Farrell on Scrubs. I said Alton Brown on SpongeBob.
I've never watched SpongeBob.
No, I don't smoke weed.
I smoke weed, but I'm an adult, so.
But you don't have nieces and nephews that like make you.
I've watched plenty of Dora, but I never watched.
No, my nieces and nephews are cooler than yours, then I guess.
I buy that probably.
Or your nieces and nephews smoke more weed than mine do.
I buy that too.
And then Anthony Bourdain on Archer.
Oh yeah,
follows me on Twitter. No big deal.
Alton Brown and Andrew Zimmern from Bizarre Foods follow me on Twitter.
Jim Gaffigan follows me on Twitter.
Nice. So, an actual comedian? No, thank you.
Andrew
Zimmern was my, like, the day that I got that notification was, like, the happiest day of my life.
Oh.
Like, it was better. Like, it was better than meeting Ed. It was.
From what you've implied, that's not a hard bar. My bar to vault over.
I love it.
Is it too late for me to ask to find that La Isla de Alejandro, or do we not have the links available?
I'll look it up while we play one that I think you will enjoy.
What is this?
This is The Killers and Gorillaz.
The Gorillaz.
And this works insanely well.
You know what's funny? This is my least favorite Gorillaz song.
I just don't like the Gorillaz that much.
I don't like the Killers that much.
Yeah, I hate the fucking Killers. Except Read My Mind is one of my favorite songs in general. But,
you know,
that's a great song. Like, I feel like the Killers just, like, fell into it.
When you were
like,
young is... I think When You Were Young is a lot of
Yeah, When
You Were
Young
too.
Is not bad.
I think they're better than they get credit for.
Yeah, maybe.
I do really like his voice, though.
He's talking.
I like his voice. I like the way he does it.
I see.
Yeah, this Demon Days album is really great. This is probably the weakest link in that album. It's really great.
I don't know if I've heard it. I'm sure I heard it back when it came out.
They have that song Dare. Kids with Guns is so good.
Kids with Guns is a great song.
The song that's just fire coming out of the monkey's head, which is just Dennis Hopper reading a poem over this like weird music, and it works really well.
Care about.
It's kind of cool though. It's Dennis Hopper.
It seems like too much.
Yeah, it sounds like them wanting to make a Tom Waits song, but they're not Tom Waits.
Yeah, so I don't need all that.
Bring in Dennis Hopper. All right, fuck the song.
The forever love is
fade it out. Fade it out.
That was so boring.
I have their coffee table book. I have the Gorillaz. They have like this big, like the history of the Gorillaz, and it's like.
I like their album art. Album art is awesome.
It's Jamie Hewlett, the guy that created Tank Girl.
That seems like overkill. Yeah.
It's really cool. I got it as a gift, and it's fantastic.
No, it's not.
It is.
I just said, no, it's not.
Well, you said something wrong, so that's cool.
I feel like Ed would appreciate it for the art, but then he would like any information he would get about the Gorillaz, he'd be like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, why would you care? But it's really great art.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to Madonna versus Lady Gaga, La Isla de Alejandro.
I like both of these songs, so yeah. I wonder if this person fucked it up.
Hopefully not.
It sounds like they fucked it up. It
sounds a little...
That's why they produced it more. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna add more music. Wait, to
did,
it.
Did they mix both of the musics together?
That's terrible. No, they did like the reverse.
Yeah,
no.
I don't. I wanted Lady Gaga singing over La Isla Bonita because La Isla Bonita is Madonna's best song by a million
far.
Fucking miles.
I think all of the things we never agree with, music by women, we really knock it out of the park on things we agree with.
Yeah.
Like, that Paris Hilton song is fucking great.
Stars Are Blind, great song. Fucking great song.
Really?
Yeah, Stars Are Blind. So
I mean, I don't dislike it. It's like, that's the best she could have ever hoped to achieve. You know what song I like by, like, a person who should not be a singer?
I don't like this.
Is there's
no,
this
it's
song
too, yeah, it's too
by
busy.
One of the housewives, Erica Jane. She has a song called Expensive.
Oh, yeah?
And I love it. I heard it for the first time a couple weeks ago, and I was like, this is amazing.
Really?
Yeah. It's called Expensive to Me Being.
Sometimes that happens.
And you're just like, okay, you're not a terrible singer, and this song is like, it's overproduced, but well done. Like, it's amazing.
There you go. And last night,
so we
dreamt of San Pedro. Let's all sing it together.
It all feels like yesterday, not far away. Tropical, the island breeze.
I got way farther than I thought I was going to
get. Yeah, you did really great. So we
all, La Isla Bonita.
We don't have a lot of time left. Maybe time.
Let's do the gang. Can I do my Gangster's Paradise as though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to fuck with that. Yeah.
And then
I think it's Nine Inch Nails and Coolio.
Should we end on Staying in Black? That's a cool one too. So this is Reptiles Paradise if my computer ever decides to let me click links.
Yeah, this is Coolio and Nine Inch Nails.
I think we give Coolio too much of a hard time. I think he has a lot of bangers.
I think he gets too much credit for Gangster's Paradise. That song is garbage.
No, but what about like All the Way Live? That's a great song.
Yeah,
All the Way Live is so
fun.
Except
that it's like basically just a remake of the original song.
I'm okay with that. It's great. He does it great.
I like,
Fantastic Journey was
fantastic,
great.
Yeah.
Voyage?
Fantastic Voyage.
Fantastic Voyage, yeah.
You know what's funny is, like, Coolio gets a lot of crap for, like, basically doing what Dre was doing at the same time, which is just, like, covering all those funk beats and everything like that.
No, I don't think he gets any hassle for
but
that.
He's more flash in the panty, I think.
Yeah, he was like,
he's just flashing
because
he doesn't have,
wonder.
Like, yeah.
Here we go.
So you want to tell me what this is all about? Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah. That video, though, is ridiculous.
It's hard to take him seriously when he's got the braids in his
hair. And he was, like, super pissed at
Weird
Al.
Yeah.
And you're just like, come on, man. Everybody else thinks that it's an honor, and you're the only one who's just like, that's disrespectful to the intent of the song.
And it's like, you are in a soundtrack. The intent of the song was to make money.
But I like this.
I like how LV's all sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's got to be dead by now, right?
He's dead.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, he's dead.
Is he for real?
Yeah, I think he died in like 2001.
Oh, LV.
All the best parts of rap songs are dead.
Yeah. Nate Dogg is dead. Yeah. I really hate the trip, but poor Nate Dogg. Rest in peace. He died, like, trying to hang on, though.
Grew up in the wrong era.
When people didn't know how to take care of diabetes?
They know. Well, yeah.
Like, this is my favorite part of it. Because, like, this seems like a real mashup to me.
Yeah.
Because they remixed his voice a little.
Trent Reznor did this.
Yeah.
He's got a Grammy, right?
Probably.
No, I mean, he's got an Oscar. He did the music for...
The Facebook movie, the Social Network soundtrack. Yeah. He sure does, Jeff. Good pull.
Yeah.
This only has 306 listens. We're going to blow them up.
307.
I just like what they did with LV's voice. Like when I got to the part with LV, I was like, that's okay, that's where I like it.
Too much television watching has me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with
If metal bands were really paying attention to the rap rock era, they would have taken R&B singers and put them on metal tracks.
Yeah, that would have been smart.
Like, where were you in our last episode with Matt Lieb, where we talked all about nu metal?
Yeah, because it's like when In Vogue did Free Your Mind. Like, that was amazing.
God damn it, I love it.
And that's like a sort of a metal track. Or even like if you go to Go All the Way Back to like Michael Jackson with Beat It.
Yeah.
Like, this sounds great.
Now,
it would have fucking destroyed the 90s.
Since we're talking about En Vogue, where does... what's the song called from the Set It Off soundtrack? Don't Let Go.
Don't Let Go.
Have a Ride. That's one of my favorite songs.
The best.
Is it really?
Yes. It's so good.
Ever made.
Can't keep coming in and out of my life.
Yeah,
and
has Mekhi Phifer in the video.
Oh, it's so good.
And if you watch, there's a documentary about Organized Noize, who produced all of Outkast's albums up to Speaker Box. And
I interned at LaFace in the 90s, and they were like little baby producers then.
Yeah, there's a documentary about them on Netflix that's really good.
I should watch it.
And they talk about writing that song. Mm-hmm. And they were writing it with the intention of it being a rap song.
Oh.
And one of them was just like, no, this should be an En Vogue song. And everyone was like, what? And they made it an En Vogue song. It's so good.
God damn. That's legit.
Such a good song.
Don't let go. I think En Vogue is also, in my opinion, like the sexiest girl band that ever existed.
Yeah, they were up there.
Like, the Spice Girls can't come near them. Like, I can't.
They're from Oakland. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, En Vogue was. They were great in all the ways.
Free Your Mind. Free Your Mind is so good. And that video is.
That second album is really good.
That video probably woke me
like,
up a little bit.
Free Your Mind and Black Cat are the two songs that where I was like, if producers were thinking, they would have done more R&B metal.
And that's the album that had never
been
get it on
it. It would have healed the nation. Yeah. We wouldn't have Donald Trump.
I'm going to listen to some En Vogue tonight.
I'm legit listening to what's the Set It Off song on the way home.
I might listen to that song.
Yeah, I think I might watch Set It Off.
I had a cat named Cleo. Who was named after Queen Latifah's character and Set It Off.
Aww.
Because I just wanted to name my kitty after a bank robber.
Everybody thought I was a lesbian because of that. Like, everybody was like, because your name's Cleo, that's just a lesbian name.
Is that what it is?
I didn't think so, but everybody thought so.
All right, let's listen
to one more
song, and then we should wrap this up.
Kids can be so cruel.
Really?
Then Bart runs into the other room.
Oh, well,
this one.
Oh, yeah, we were watching this.
I thought this would have more views. It's got 311,000, which, don't get me wrong, that's a lot. But
since 2015.
Yeah.
This is nice, though.
Yeah.
This is good. AC/DC's by far most overrated song, too.
Like, they're an overrated band.
I don't think they're overrated, but I just think they're...
Yeah.
Well, this
they're overexposed.
This is also by far the ugliest mashup of all time.
Yes, in terms of personnel.
I feel like this is a little obvious, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes it's like the idea of Uber. It's obvious after the fact, but somebody
Uber
had to.
Uber doesn't seem obvious to me. Like, I'm going to take rides from strangers because I'm going to anticipate that I'll be able to like. Receive a picture of my driver and stuff.
I know one of the founders of Uber, and when he told me about it, I was like, what? Like, why wouldn't people just get cabs? That's stupid.
Or, like, I would be like, why wouldn't you sell us to a cab company so cab companies could say, I'll send you a picture of your cab driver if you call a cab?
Yeah.
Because cab drivers were Blockbuster Video. They had their own thing, and they didn't need to worry about
that safety thing. Like, where you want to hail one. I'm running out of a restaurant trying to get away from them. Let me get outside and then text my Uber.
Well, that being said, in the beginning, we could see the Uber drivers could see the names of people. So any Uber driver that would see any taxi driver that would see a black name, they'd be like, I'm not picking up
Jamal.
All right, let's fade this out.
Oh, now they say like the big thing about Uber and like Lyft and all those things is that they'll go into neighborhoods where taxis wouldn't normally go. So you can get like, because you couldn't get it. Like, yeah, I know I used to live in Compton and you couldn't get a taxi to pick you up in Compton. Not for anything.
Yeah,
I've never had good experiences Uber driving in Compton. I'm going to be honest.
But I've had an Uber driver pick me up in Compton before.
Yeah, well, you know, you're always 10 minutes away from an Uber.
Yeah.
They're like cockroaches. You're always.
Yeah.
I mean, but you got to take that chance. But a taxi driver, you could never get one. Like, there's no taxi company that will ever pick you up in Compton. Whereas, because Uber drivers are sort of. Because
they know they won't get a tip.
Independent, and they still sort of make. Because don't you guys make a commission? I tip, because yes. I worked in the service industry for 13 years.
It's, yeah, you make what they
it's
take.
It's just that Jeff is racist.
They take $1.85.
He's from Boston.
Yeah,
so.
It's like it's in his bones.
I expect every white guy from Boston to be a racist. That's just how I feel.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
So this was a lot of fun.
It was.
This is we super should, fun.
Good musical episode.
Good musical episode. Oh. We should wrap it up. What do we got to plug? Subscribe to us on Patreon, $5 a month. Get all our podcasts. We do 10 episodes a week. It's 12 and a half cents an episode.
Lots of new stuff coming up, too.
You guys do 10 episodes a week?
We do 10 episodes a week, and I counted the other day. I think we have 15 shows, and we're adding
a
couple more.
That's
a lot, yeah.
Two, like, a day?
But, like, if you think about, like, Earwolf, like, they have... How many shows does Earwolf have? They're a huge network. We're just a small podcast network. Here's the thing. Our podcasts are so good, people want to listen to all of them. So then it like...
Man, that's amazing. I'm very proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was so many. I listened to One Popular Opinion, but I didn't realize it was so many episodes.
Well, for the fancy subscribers. You
know. Yeah, like the people watching right now. They
subscribe, but I subscribe to, you know, but you guys are like my favorites.
Sure, sure. I believe that.
Stop it.
I totally believe it.
Because you're handsome. Like, you guys embody all of the things I want in a dude.
Oh, white.
Wow.
No, I'm not going to tell Ed about
that. I was going to say, except that you're not brown.
Oh, yeah.
Except your last name is Brown. So
my last name's Brown, so I'm grandfathered in. That's how that works. I think everyone knows that. Subscribe. Do that.
Yeah.
Jeff, do you have anything to plug?
Mint on Cards, the second Friday of every month at Blast from the Past on Magnolia and Burbank. Come to the show. It's free. We get food trucks. July 14th is the next one, I'm assuming, by the time this goes up. Got a great lineup up there. You can see Ron Swallow, Nat Bamel, Kelly McInerney, David Huntsberger, Jonathan Kite, and Deborah DiGiovanni.
Ron Swallow, my boo.
He's a good guy.
I love him.
Nice.
He just fixed our brakes on our car.
What? Yeah. He also handy. Was a professional rollerblader at one point in time.
Ron
that's
Swallow
a thing
is...
you could have been.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Also, July 6th, I will be at the Dark Horse Tavern in Tarzana. Which
come out for that, everybody.
I can't imagine there being a cover for that, so come on out.
Clee, do you have anything to plug?
No, just please subscribe to or follow me on Twitter at Clee the Pimp on Twitter. Please like the Clee and Ed Show Facebook page on Facebook.
Is that a podcast?
It is a podcast, although we haven't...
I'll edit that out. Yeah, we don't let people plug other podcasts.
Anymore. It's also like our show. We do live shows, too.
That's not true.
Cut that out. We're not.
I mean, we have.
We did live shows first, so you're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
You're not allowed to plug anything.
Then why'd you ask me for plugs? I feel like...
This is not the time for this.
You're gaslighting me.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah!
Typical white guys.
That's actually the name of this podcast.
Is it Typical White Guys?
Damn, that would be a great name for a podcast.
Sure would.
Oh, shit.
Let's start that, but I want to be the host.
You know what? Typical White Guys should be a podcast, and it legit should be hosted by black women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be into that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I've been watching a lot of Scandal lately, so I feel like I'm all about that.
Oh, it's The Good Wife for black people.
Yep. That's
what you mean.
Sure
I
is.
I mean, Scandal is basically about like a hot black chick fucking hot white guys.
Oh, I'm listening.
Yeah, go
That's
on.
That's what Scandal is. That's
it didn't
it
seem
is.
Like that. I tried to watch an episode.
Oh, it is.
And it just seemed like some boring bullshit.
Isn't that starring that the girl from Little Man?
Yeah. Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes, it is. Carrie Washington.
She gets raped in Little Man.
Does she really?
Yeah, Marlon.
I don't know, but she gets fucked real good.
By baby Marlon Wayans.
Well, she gets fucked real good by several white men in Scandal.
Now that I think about it, was that the last... comedy rape that was accepted?
Probably.
No, there have been plenty since then.
Since Little Man? I don't know. I don't watch those kinds of movies anymore. I've evolved.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We've devolved.
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter. Clee the Pimp on Twitter. Follow, like Clee Annette Show on Facebook. And when is the show coming out?
Couple weeks, probably.
Before,
I don't know.
Before July?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it'll be before July.
Before July. I will probably be in San Francisco. And actually, I'll probably do some shows in San Francisco. So just if you follow me on Twitter, you'll know about my shows in San Francisco.
Yeah, do that.
Do that.
All right.
If there's still tickets.
That part.
Yeah, if there's still tickets, we're doing a backyard comedy show and cookout July 1st at Chet Wild's house, host of the Least Anticipated Podcast of the Week. And pre-sale tickets sold out in a day. And I feel like they're probably gone by now. But if not, check on Pops BBQ.
I want to cook for the cookout.
We've got people flying out.
Really?
For the show. We got people flying out from Idaho.
Like I said, amazing mac and cheese.
You have to talk to Angie about it. She's organizing the food. But yes, make mac and cheese and bring it, please.
Like some real black people cookout mac and cheese.
I'm for it. I'm all for it.
Oh. Can you spray someone down with a 40 when they walk in?
No.
Yeah. Hmm. We are going to have a refrigerator full of 40s.
Fancy. Like a Patti LaBelle style fancy
Like Mickey's.
Mac and
not that cheap shit.
No.
Nice
no.
wide.
And it's a baked mac and cheese. I don't just
Oh, you're still
cheese.
Talking about the mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, because me and Jeff were talking about
Mickey's. We
moved on
to a fridge full of 40s.
Yeah.
We're still trying to reenact
Your
the Nothing But a G Thing video.
Is not my
Really
problem.
Are. Just pull up.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to talk to Angie. I need a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it, though. Yeah, bring food. I'm all for it.
July 1st. Let me put them. Look at my calendar.
All right. Let's get out of here. Clee, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Jeff, say goodbye.
You at the Clee Wiggins rookie card, everybody.
Goodbye.
Jim at 10.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Mac and cheese, everyone. Bristol Street. Bring a blood object to Bristol Street. I'm